Listening comprehension. Imagine you are undergoing the citizenship test, which in reality takes about 45 minutes and costs £34. It is usually taken at testing centres, for example at schools or local authority. One of the desired effects is that the applicant proves his English language ability. Here are 10 possible multiple choice questions. Listen to the questions and answers twice while noting your answers on a piece of paper. Your teacher will read out the solutions afterwards. 1. Elections for local government councillors are held each year in A. February, B. March, C. April, D. May. Two. When did Britain join the European Economic Community? A. In 1968, B. In 1973, C. In 1982, D. In 1988. 3. What is the largest ethnic minority in Britain? A. People of Caribbean descent, B. People of Pakistani descent, C. People of Indian descent, D. People of American descent. 4. Why do many people wear artificial poppies in the period before Remembrance Day? A. Because the poppy is a symbol of victory. B. Because its red colour attracts attention. C. The poppy was one of the first plants to regrow on the battlefields of northern France and Flanders. This blood-red flower symbolises the sacrifice of those who fall in war. D. Money from the purchase of these poppies goes to charity. 5. What is done in Wales at the beginning and at the end of the midnight strokes on New Year's Eve? A. At the stroke of midnight, the front door is opened to let the new year in. At the last stroke, the front door is closed to keep luck in. B. At the stroke of midnight, the back door is opened to release the old year. It is then locked to keep luck in. And at the last stroke, the front door is opened to let in the new year. C. At the first stroke, people must bring in coal, bread, and whiskey. At the last stroke, the front door is closed to keep luck in. D. At the first stroke, people exchange gifts. At the last stroke, the back door is locked to keep the old year out. 6. How does the British government attempt to prevent unauthorised immigration? A. By examining closely the claims of those seeking asylum. B. By prohibiting immigration from certain countries. See? By establishing an iron curtain in the late 1980s. D. None of the above. The British government does not attempt to prevent unauthorized immigration. Seven. Women in Britain make up A. 35% of the workforce, B. 51% of the workforce, C. 45% of the workforce, D. 50% of the workforce. Eight. Is child molestation by strangers an increasing danger? A. Yes, because children play more often outside. B. Only in Northern Ireland. C. Yes, there is a strong increasing pattern. D. No, there is no evidence to support that claim. 9. In the London area, ethnic minorities comprise A. 19% of all residents, B. 29% of all residents, C. Almost 40% of all residents, D. 4.75% of all residents. 10. What is a quango? A. An African dish, very popular with the immigrants from that continent. B. The official language of the Isle of Man. C. A semi-independent agency set up by the government. They are officially called non-departmental public bodies. D. An independent agency sponsored by the government. They are officially called non-public departmental bodies.